It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Backley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. How's everybody else out there? Is doing fine?
And we are doing great, my friend. All right, tell us about some great things going on with the trails.
Well, we got lots going on. This weekend, there's a small work day on the 11th, so we're going to be working on a couple little sections of trail. But the big two work days that are coming up are both on March the 18th. That's a Saturday morning, both at 9 o'clock. We're trying to get as many of the public out as we can. We've got the first, this is a spring cleanup and maintenance day for all the in-town trails. That's the first one. And we're going to meet at 9 o'clock down at the Elkin Recreation Park behind the municipal building where the train smokestack is. Bring gloves, shovel, a rake, long rope or two if you've got them. We need to pull a few rocks up out of the stream. We got a little bit of heavy work, some intermediate work, and some light work. So anybody who's interested in coming down and making the trails beautiful, we're going to pick up trash. We're going to move some debris. We're going to scatter mulch and granite dust in different places on the trail to smooth it out so people that are in a wheelchair or bicycle can ride easily, kids, or people that are older can walk. We're teaming up with a great company, the Prism Medical Products. Their leaders and staff are really involved in this. They've actually adopted that section of the trail with the Elkin Valley Trails and the park system all working together on that, and they're going to have a team out to help us that day as well. So we'd love to have 50 people. If we get 50 people, we can get it all done in a couple of hours, but we're going to work on the dog watering hole. People know where that is, where the water's dripping down out of the rocks, and we've got bowls and a little gnome down there. We're going to work on a couple of bad drainage areas. Going to work on the flashing under the bridge. We've got some pretty optimistic plans. We've got some big rock coming in. We need some strong, healthy people to help push those around. All ages are invited. We hope to get every single bit of litter. I noticed around the edge of the trails, people have been keeping that just really pretty clean. We need to get down a little bit and up a little bit as we walk on the trails to pick up some trash that's blown off some of the bridges and been washed downstream. So come out and have a good time doing that one. The second one we're going to meet, that was at 9 o'clock at the park. The second one, Herb McDonald, the Presbyterian men and Methodist men, women too, are coming out for a different kind of work day. They're going to meet at Brindle's, old Brindle's office. It's the on Cartermill, corner of Cartermill Road and North Bridge Street, also at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 18th. And they're going to do some benching of trail. So for this, you'll need a hoe and gloves, and he'll have lots of tools. And we'll have tools for both sections, but if you've got a rake or a hoe, that tends to help, a mattock maybe. But bring gloves and water and expect to be out there about 2 hours maybe, or you can stay for an hour, or you can stay for 3 hours. And Herb's going to lead that with the Presbyterian men, Ken Hahn, getting the Presbyterians up and the Methodists. But, hey, listen, if there are any Baptist men or women out there or any other denomination that wants to pitch in and help on either of these two work days, come on out. This is something great, taking care of the God's good earth, being great stewards of our water and our ground. So come on out. Let's keep it clean and easily passable. So how am I doing so far?
Got 1 minute.
Okay. We've got still working towards a dog park. We're edging closer and closer to that. So any of you guys with dogs, if you would get on the Facebook and let us know if you want to serve on a board to set up a small dog park. It doesn't involve you having to give any money, which is kind of cool. We've got somebody who's actually Prism is going to help us with that. Prism Medical Products again, and thanks so much to their leaders over there. I'm not going to call out all their names. They've got a big committee working, and we're working with them next Tuesday on some activities. We're also working with Dan Park and his family on a trail by Carter Falls. That hasn't really come quite into place yet, but Dan is really in favor of it, and the host family, and we're moving towards that. We're also, for those people, you'll be glad to know this, that we've put in a grant and for a standalone trail toilet out at the end of the trail beyond the second bridge. People have asked about that. So we're almost there. We need about $100 to top off a $22,600 project. Thanks to Jeff Itzen for donating this, and thanks to Jim Harrell Sr., who helped us raise some money earlier this year that we're going to put to that project. And I know y'all have heard the news about Dr. Jimmy Sr. We're really thankful for him. The last thing is we have our annual meeting. That is on March, the statewide annual meeting. It's being held in Elkin. There should be about between 200 and 300, 250 to 300 people from all of the state visiting Elkin, so make sure your front yard's clean. And but we have on Friday, REI is going to be there with their fleet of bicycles, and you can sign up on the website, the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail website. You can sign up to participate in these activities. And then that Saturday, that's the 25th, we have a pretty amazing event. We're having a music, art, wine pouring crawl. We have five bands downtown from 3 to 7 o'clock at night. And then there's an event out at Grassy Creek at 7:30 to 9:30 with Martha Bassett. And at the Dutch Castle, there's a really back in time, like an old time rock band is going to be there. So that's that at 2 to 5 that afternoon. How am I doing?
Well, we're going to have to get out of here, Dr. Blackley, but we do thank you for all that you do for the Trails Association Report. And, of course, special thanks to Salem Oral Surgery and Dr. Jim Walter. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okie doke.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Yeah, man. Bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.